to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, the Treasury's own mid-year budget update estimated that taxes would rise by 21% or $75 billion over the next 3 years, with most of it coming from individual taxpayers. With the government unable to get $30 billion in saving measures through the Senate, and we can go on and on about, you know, the idiots in the Senate, but that's the fact, they're faced with it. They can't get it through. Mm. So what to do? Is it to cut spending? That'd be pretty unpopular because everybody likes their stuff. Nobody wants their stuff taken off
them. They like their welfare checks.
And then if you could get them to tax other people other than yourself, that would be good, wouldn't it? You get them to tax other people.
Yeah.
Now, Sinclair Davidson is a professor of institutional economics at RMIT University of Melbourne, and he also runs the excellent blog online called Catalaxy. Are you there, Sinclair?
Yes, good morning.
Hello, Sinclair.
Good morning. Have we summed that up sort of anywhere close to accurate? The two main roads are higher taxes or cut spending. There can be a mix of the two, but they're the two things facing us. And it seems that all they're doing is talking about raising taxes.
That is all that you do actually hear about it. It is actually quite shocking when you think the current government came to office promising to cut taxes and to balance the budget, which more or less actually means that they have to cut spending. 2-3 years ago, Joe Hockey was promising a budget surplus in his very first year. Now he's saying, gee, you know, if I stand on my right foot, I might be able to get a budget surplus by 2020 or 2034 is when the debt will be back to zero again. That's sort of a very different story from what we were being told before the last election.
Yeah. Now, people will say we are a country living beyond our means. We're in terrible strife now that the mining boom has finished, and the only thing we can do is raise taxes. But raising taxes actually has a negative impact on a country in many ways.
It does indeed, because you're taking money away from the productive sector of the economy and giving it to the unproductive sector of the economy. And the other thing to remember is our economic growth right now isn't very flash hot. The economy is slowing down, and in a slowing down economy, what you want to do is take money away from people who are adding value. It's sort of very, very counterintuitive, and I just don't know what Joe Hockey is thinking, if he's thinking at all.
Yeah. Sinclair, with all the talk this week about the COAG meeting, about the states and GST, et cetera, is it probable that they would agree to lifting the GST by 2.5% to, say, 5%? And if they did do that, would it solve the government's money problems?
I don't know that it's particularly probable, and it wouldn't save the government's money problems because the GST all goes to the states. Now, it is true that Western Australia is getting a bit of a raw deal. But at the same time, of course, the Western Australian government could look to its own finances and actually cut its own spending before coming out east with its begging bowl saying we want more GST. The problem that we have is that all governments at the moment are spending far too much money, and rather than actually showing some leadership and taking some hard decisions and actually going to the people, like the first couple of years of the Howard government, they actually cut spending. They went out there, they had a story, they had a coherent narrative and an explanation of why this was necessary. And if we just remember the boom times of the Howard and Costello era, are something we all think back with a lot of nostalgia now, and unfortunately we just don't have that same leadership. Now, just a stat I want to throw out there is that when Costello left the Treasury offices, the iron ore price was $36 a tonne. Now still well above $36 a tonne.
So it's higher than what it was before?
It's higher than what it was before. We're selling more than what we were before. And so when Joe Hockey says, oh, look, you know, there's a collapsing iron ore price, yes, there is, but he's still better off than Costello ever was, who actually balanced budgets.
Can I throw a stat at you, if you don't mind?
Yes.
We have just come through the greatest mining boom in the history of the country, the greatest terms of trade in the history of the country, and I don't care whether it's Labor or Liberal, the government didn't save a damn cent.
No, got nothing to show
It's
for
like
it.
Getting a huge wage rise at work and the boss gives you a huge bonus and you go and spend it all.
All we've got to show is debt.
And unfortunately, we haven't spent it on good things either.
No.
I mean, even if you think back to the stimulus package that the Rudd government brought in, they were knocking down perfectly good school halls and rebuilding them.
Yeah.
Now, that is not a productivity enhancement at all. But you have a situation where the Queensland government wants to build a railway line and everybody says, oh, no, no, we can't do that. That's subsidising big mining. And you say, well, no, in the bad old days, we used to call that infrastructure development.
Look, Sinclair, I'm sorry, George.
No, you go ahead, Paul.
Sinclair, it's all very well for us to sit here and philosophise about, reducing spending. What would you reduce spending of what? Because we're spending it on welfare.
The middle class welfare.
There's lots of childcare.
There's lots of things.
But that's I realise that. But that's going to take time. It's not going to happen in 5 minutes.
No, it isn't. But you've actually got to set out a coherent program, an explanation. So even if you think back to the tax white paper that came out a couple of weeks ago, it didn't actually start off by saying what do we want from tax reform beyond a slogan. So we've got to say, well, we want to balance the budget at a lower level of GDP, which means more or less that we've got to start cutting out middle-class welfare, which means that we've got to stop subsidising a lot of the things that we currently do subsidise.
Yeah, to put it in everyday language, we've got to take some stuff off people.
Yes, we've got to take some stuff off people. But one of the things we've got to think about is, take childcare, for example. Why is childcare so expensive? Well, it's so expensive because a lot of the regulations actually make the industry more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to have a childcare worker with a master's degree.
No, you know, that's quite right. What do you think, Sinclair, what do you think they can do? There is the problem with the Senate. I got a feeling the Senate would approve tax rises, but they're going to be very, very snarky on spending cuts.
Well, the Senate has approved tax rises already.
Yes.
The deficit levy, for example, flowed straight through. You've actually got to talk beyond the Senate. You've actually got to talk to the electorate. Take people into your confidence and actually have a groundswell of support amongst the electorate for your economic policies. And under those circumstances, you'll find it a lot harder for the Senate to actually refuse, because the government could always then say, well, we'll go to an election. Right now, the government are doing so badly that when they threaten to go to an election, the Senate says, well, come on, bring it on.
Bring it on.
When you have a situation when your enemies are saying, well, bring it on, you're not doing too well.
Yeah. All right, look, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have a chat. Thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Sinclair.
Sinclair Davidson, Professor of Institutional Economics at the School of Economics at RMIT in Melbourne.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.